5 years here in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. I love Hillbilly Heaven. He's always got a lot of interesting facts and events about things going on in our area. There is a contra dance that happens at the Cooperage. He made a mistake in the date. It's usually on Saturday, and the next contra dance is actually going to be on Friday, October the 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Cooperage. So that should be a lot of fun. We've got a forecast here. We've got some cold weather coming up. We have a small chance of rain showers this afternoon. It's going up to the mid-40s. Right now it is at 45 degrees. Tonight it's going to go down to the mid-20s. It's going to be cold tonight. Yes, it's dropping below freezing. And I think that's for the first time this year here in our area. So close the windows and light up the wood stove. Tomorrow will be partly sunny. It's going back up to the mid-40s and once again back down into the mid-20s tomorrow night, so another cold night tomorrow. After that, things warm up for a little bit. Monday's mostly sunny, back into the upper 40s, going into the lower 30s Monday night. In the upper 50s on Tuesday, it's going to only get down to about 40 on Tuesday night and on Wednesday night. There we have a little bit of a weather for you. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, what is it about? We're going to hear a lot of rock and roll that has tabla in it, the Eastern Indian influence in rock and roll, and the beautiful sound of the tabla drum. Thank you.
cells behind the wall of illusion. Never glimpse the truth when it's all too late, when they pass away. Talking about your lovely older child, when we find it to try our best to hold it back with our love, with our love, we could save the world. No one else can make you change. And to see you're really only very small, and life flows on within you and without you.
Can know all things on earth
Without looking out of my window, I can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows, the less one. Can know all things on earth without looking out of your window. You can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows, the less one. Arrive without traveling. See all without looking. Do all without doing. We'll be right back.
Watch out now, they kill me with a greedy leader. They take you where you should not go. While weeping at the cedars, they just want to grow. Beware of darkness. Watch out.
Stones. That's from the album Beggar's Banquet. And you know about Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, but that was Charlie Watts playing the tabla. Oh yeah. 1968. Such an interesting time musically. You know, we started out that set with mainly focusing on the Beatles with George Harrison's compositions. And George Harrison spent some time in India studying with Ravi Shankar. He became fascinated by Indian music, and he started to learn to play the sitar, and tabla is an Indian instrument. So we started off that entire set with the track from Sgt. Pepper's Within You and Without You. And it's curious, when you look back at all of the different layers and all of the different instruments used in that composition, it's really fascinating. The story that George tells about writing the song is he was having dinner with his friend Klaus Voormann in northern London in Hampstead. And they were having dinner and they had a conversation about the metaphysical space that exists between individuals and prevents people from recognizing the oneness that unifies, that unites the world. So that's how he came up with his opening line. We were talking about the space between us all. And the recording session started out, you know, when you look around to find out, well, who is playing the tabla, who's playing these instruments, they don't ever really credit the individual musicians. It's the Asian Music Society that provided the musicians for this recording session. And it starts off, we heard that very first track that we heard is just the instrumental version. And they recorded first. They turned down the lights in Abbey Road and they all sat on Indian rugs with tapestries on the wall. They were burning incense. John Lennon's there. You know, and so they hand mic'd, they close mic'd the hand drums. So you hear a lot of the tabla and the effect of the fingers going across the top of the tabla head. And then, you know, George Martin adds strings. The Beatles come in. When George Harrison wrote the song, he had the melody in his mind and he taught it to the Indian players. And it's kind of a unison melody that he sings with them. And then we heard another George Harrison composition from the Beatles. It was called The Inner Light, Do All Without Doing. That's also 1968. And that was the B-side to a single that the Beatles released, Lady Madonna. Then we continued in that vein of George Harrison songs, but we switched to Leon Russell's album, Leon Russell and the Shelter People, in 1971, Beware of Darkness. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, here on a chilly October afternoon. As we sink into the sensuality of Indian music. Now, it's kind of interesting, you know, the Beatles, such a large influence on everybody. You know, it's curious, the Stones, when George would bring Indian music into his rock and roll songs, he was very aware of the traditional component of their music, the tintals and all the different scales and all the different ragas. But there was something about the sound of it that other musicians started to adapt. You know, when the Stones did that song, Factory Girl, that sounds like an Appalachian folk song to me. You know, more like appropriate for Hillbilly Heaven. Factory Girl. But that's tabla that Charlie Watts is playing in 1968, clearly influenced by some of George Harrison's experiment with the Beatles. There's another musician who walked in the footsteps of the Beatles, but in his very unique and personal style. Ritchie Havens started recording. He released his first album in 1967, and on practically every single album, he does Beatles songs. And he's a fabulous singer, but he also is actually a songwriter himself. He didn't write as, usually on his albums, you'll find one or two songs by him, and then a lot of covers. He does Dylan, he does the Beatles. But on his very first album, On Verve, he writes a song called Adam. And Adam features, yeah, you guessed it, tabla. Joe Price is playing tabla on the track. We're going to hear a set of songs by Ritchie Havens. We'll start out with that 1967, and then we're going to go 2 years later in 1969. He releases an album called 1983. It's kind of curious. He's looking ahead like 14 years. So we'll hear some live tracks from Ritchie Havens. Let's get started with that song, Adam, from Mixed Bag, Ritchie Havens.
In the dawning wakening hour, he'll lift his head and brush his eyes. with dangerous drugs that will only blindly mislead him into the first day of creation, which he only sees in limitation. Now he sits upon his empty bed, his heart is warm, his heart is full, and he can see. But it is impossible for him to retain me, for his arms are without form. He cannot know the word, as his mind cries out, answer. Now he's standing inside the doorway. He is afraid, but he believes all that he sees. On the floor, where everything is merging, and the pictures he sees are tragic, as he begins to believe in magic. Now he lies down in a hole, down in the ground, where it is cold, and now he knows. Now he realizes his biggest mistake, that he never had to grow old, and he never had to grow cold, and
lie. Indian rope man holds my drink. cutting down eternal life. When his soul tramps at his heart, oh, kissing quick he has to part.
I'll remember you in the blue sky. sky. Say I will carry you through the hurricane water, and I'll remember you in the blue sky. Something happens when you're caught searching for an answer, when you're stuck in the middle of a place that you don't belong. Yeah, when you start to lose sight of what's right and wrong. Yeah, when we started it was innocent. Cause when we started it was innocent. I will carry you through the hurricane water, and I'll remember you in the blue sky. Say I will carry you through the hurricane water, and I'll remember you in the blue sky. Until we meet again, until it's like it was, until then, until the answers start raining down, until the skies open up, until the trumpets start, until then. Until the city and the country ain't divided, until then. Until the spirit and the mind ain't fighting, until the scenes of tomorrow and today finally play. Yes, I will carry you through the hurricane water, I'll remember you in the blue sky. Say I will carry you through the hurricane water, and I'll remember you in the blue sky.
Richie Havens. Richard Pierce Havens was his full name. He was born in January 1941, and when he was 72 years old, he died in April of 2013 in Jersey City in New Jersey. Richie Havens, you know, if you've spent any time in this part of the world, you probably had a chance to see Richie Havens perform live. He was a dedicated musician. And we heard his very first album from 1967, his own composition, Adam. The album was called Mixed Bag. And then we just heard a track from his final studio album called Nobody Left a Crown, which was released in 2008. That song was called Hurricane Waters. Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't realize until I looked into it, but Richie Havens was Indian. He was a Blackfoot Indian on his father's side, and his mother was from the West Indies, the British West Indies. His grandfather was a Blackfoot Indian, and Richie Havens' grandfather joined Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, and that's how Richie Havens' Indian grandfather moved to the East Coast, came to New York City with Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, and ended up in an Indian reservation on Long Island. He married Richie Havens' mother, and they moved to Brooklyn, where Richie was the oldest of 9 children. What an incredible life. He was 20 years old before he left home, and he began his career in Greenwich Village, as so many singer-songwriters have, and he had the same manager as Bob Dylan, Albert Grossman. What a wonderful musician, Richie Havens. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. I wanted to hear some tabla music today, and some of the influence that not only does the sound of the Indian instruments have, but the rhythms that they're so engaging. We've heard a couple examples, you know, George Harrison's adherence to the more traditional Indian influences when he incorporates their instruments in his rock and roll. And we heard a little bit of the Rolling Stones. They were playing tabla, but in a very non-Indian way. They were using it in a country sort of a song that the Rolling Stones did called Factory Girl. Well, the influence of this type of instrumentation is now part of the rock and roll vocabulary, and you never know who's going to reach for it and how they're going to use it. Paul Simon released an album in 2011 called So Beautiful, or So What, and I was entranced by the way that he uses the tabla. The song is called Dazzling Blue, Paul Simon.
chalk highway and walked along the cliffs above the sea. And we wondered why and imagined it was someday. And that is how the future came to be. Dazzling blue, roses red, fine white linen to make a marriage bed. And we'll build a wall that nothing can break through, and dream our dreams of
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed this program. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York. Hydro-powered radio streaming online at wjffradio.org.